Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. After years of practice, adults can more easily understand basic math and how much a number quantifies. Johns Hopkins University's Melissa Libertus explains how children make sense of numbers.
We all share an intuitive sense of number that does not require verbal counting or explicit teaching to learn. For example, we easily estimate the number of people in a crowded room without verbally counting them. This intuitive sense of number provides us with a quick and effortless way to approximate quantities, and this ability seems to be present already in infancy and early childhood. However, the intuitive sense of number is imprecise, and some people may be more accurate than others. Previous studies have found that teenagers with a more precise intuitive sense of number scored higher on standardized math tests all the way back from elementary school through middle school, but it is unclear whether this relationship is due to children's exposure to math classes or whether there is an inherent relationship between their intuitive sense of number and formal school math abilities. In our recent study published in the journal Developmental Science, we investigated the relationship between preschoolers' intuitive sense of number and their math abilities before children received any formal instruction in mathematics. We measured 3 to 5-year-old children's earliest counting, arithmetic, and word problem-solving skills. We also tested children's intuitive sense of number by briefly flashing arrays of blue and yellow dots on a computer screen and asking children to tell us whether there were more blue or more yellow dots. We found that children who were more accurate and faster at identifying the more numerous dot array also scored higher on the standardized math test. These results suggest that there is a strong relationship between our intuitive sense of number and explicit math abilities already long before children enter school. These findings open exciting avenues for future research to explore the possibilities of training children's intuitive sense of number early to strengthen later math abilities.
That was Johns Hopkins University's Melissa Libertus. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. What about 9? 7, 9.